Hello, this is Susan Rye, and I would like to invite you to my Real Coaching Network, Your Voice is Your Calling Card, Seminar Part 1. Now, before I tell you all about the exciting and powerful things that we're going to be covering in this seminar, let me just quickly tell you why I'm qualified to work with you and also why signing up for this seminar could be a very important choice for you. I have to tell you, first of all, that the work we do here is transformational. You are going to experience immense results from this, I promise you. Now, here's what I do. I'm a spiritual life coach, a best-selling author, a speaker, and I'm an expert on voice performance and communications training. That part of my work is rooted in my very extensive stage experience. I worked for over 25 years as a performer and a vocalist worldwide. I toured the world, I worked all over the place, I recorded albums and so on and so forth. I have also been teaching for many, many years. And as a coach, I have worked with thousands of people, supporting them in finding their voices and transforming their lives. I help people find and nurture their own authentic voices. I work typically with coaches, teachers, speakers, entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, and other artists to help them become even more inspiring, authentic, and dynamic communicators. I also help them empower their physical voices in order to avoid voice fatigue and wear, and also to prevent nervous energy from settling in the voice, which is a very common problem. My approach is clearly holistic in nature, working with the whole person, bringing out the true, unique, and powerful voice that resides within every one of us. And like I say, it's in this voice that we find the gift of self-expression, authentic self-expression, and fulfillment in the highest sense. And in this voice that we are able to offer true value and service and contribution to the lives of others. Now, as you can hear, I have an accent. I grew up in Denmark. My mom was Danish, but my dad was American, so there's always been that natural connection for me. And at this point, I'm based in Germany, but a lot of my work, including my books, are focused in the US. So although I'm no longer touring, I still seem to have a very international type of lifestyle. I am extremely delighted and privileged to have this opportunity to perhaps work with you. I'm hoping that this audio will give you a very clear picture of what it is that we're going to be doing during this four-week course. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about the seminar that we have created for you and what you can expect. In all the classes, you'll be given some handouts and also some homework. Nothing major, just a few things for you to think about and perhaps write down so that it will help you get even more out of the course and obviously give you better results and better and faster progress. In lesson one, we'll be talking about what I like to call voice and spirit. This is about finding your own true voice, and we're going to be talking about what does that actually mean. Now, when I talk about spirit and voice, or voice in general, that to me really means two things. There is your physical voice that is operated by your body and is clearly audible to everyone. And then there is your voice, as in who you are, what you stand for, and what your life purpose is. The second voice, or little voice, as I prefer to call it, sometimes gets a little disorientated and then it starts sending out mixed messages. And this is when we go off track. We get confused, and the people around us get confused too, because whatever this little voice is thinking, it will immediately transmit energetically. To be great speakers or communicators of any sorts, we need to be in tune with who we are and what the true purpose of our message is. Only then are we able to bring out the true, unique, and powerful voice that we all have. Most people have a message, something that they feel very passionate about, that they would like to share. But many are afraid they don't have the confidence to speak their heart and their mind. They freeze up at the thought of speaking to a crowd or even to a small group of people. Perhaps they don't trust themselves and their message to be important enough. And as a result of this, they never get the chance to truly shine and share their gifts and inspiration with the world. Now, this is such a great shame. It's important to make those people aware that they too have a true, unique and powerful voice, a voice that speaks from the deepest core of their being and enables them to offer true value and contribution if they will let it. So to sum it all up, in this first lesson of the series, we will focus on identifying your own unique, authentic voice, and we will be asking, who are you? What is important to you? What is your life purpose? What is your message, and how do you communicate that to the people around you and to the world? What kind of energy is behind your words? Do you sometimes get in your own way? Do you speak with a balanced and clear and strong energy? Or do you sometimes communicate mixed messages when you speak? Is the message behind the message telling a different story than the one you are attempting to communicate? Basically, how do you show up? This will determine if people get you and if your message gets across to them or not. In lesson number two, we're going to talk about the fear factor. Now, fear creates resistance to change and to progress. It prevents us from expressing who we really are and sharing what we have to offer. It creates feelings of jealousy and resentment, and it tricks us into feeling that we are less fortunate or less capable. Fear is what keeps most people from doing what it is that they want. It makes us feel powerless and inadequate. It gives us excuses not to act and keeps us from pursuing our dreams. Fear becomes a tool to protect ourselves from the disappointment we might experience if things shouldn't turn out the way we would like them to. In fear, we find excuses not to follow our hearts, live life fully, and journey courageously towards our goals. We think, better safe than sorry. Now, this is all very convenient, but it's not very productive and certainly not very fulfilling in the long run. If we would instead face our fears head on, we would feel a lot happier and achieve much, much more. Now, we all have different emotional baggage that manifests in life, and it often does so when we at least expect it, and it's often in disguise. We can be deeply affected by fear even when we don't see a direct connection to the real fear or the real issue behind it at the time. To sum it up, fear has prevented many great things from coming from many great people, and it's destructive and it leads to no good at all. The good news is we've all been there. We've all been scared and survived. So when your world is collapsing around you and panic strikes, remind yourself that you are not alone. Others have gone before you and have learned that even the scariest or most embarrassing moment ever eventually becomes just another brick in the wall, making it even stronger. Many great men and women have achieved great, great things because they chose courage instead of fear. And when you hear about or read about people like that, you might feel a sense of excitement and inspiration, and that is your soul reminding you that achieving great things is possible. So hold on to that feeling, remain inspired and empowered by these wonderful tales from the realm of unlimited possibilities. So we will be asking this: what if anything is holding you back from being the absolute best that you can be and communicating your message loudly and clearly to the world? What are your fears? We will explore the origin of fears and learn how to transform our fearful feelings into powerful, constructive energy that will enable us to share our gifts and valuable messages with the world. We will also explore the concept of success. What does being successful mean to you? In lesson three, we're going to be talking about the physical voice. Your voice never lies. Realize the full potential of your voice and learn how to use it properly and healthily for optimal results. Now, perhaps you're thinking, well, why bother learning about your physical voice? Anyone knows how to breathe correctly and talk, right? Wrong. Most people breathe only superficially, especially if they're stressed or nervous. And this is referred to as shallow breathing. Shallow breathing impairs the voice function. It creates blockages and even more nervous energy on top, and you don't need this. So learn simple steps, how to breathe properly, and fuel your body, mind, and your voice. So in this third lesson, we'll learn about the basics of voice technique, and we will explore what it is, what is voice technique, how does it work, what are the benefits, why is it important to relax and not to strain, not to hold your voice back, how can you allow your voice to work more freely, what can be the immense benefits of proper deep breathing, how can you fire up your engine and gain that extra power and volume, how can you support your voice properly so it remains always strong and healthy, how do you project your voice and hit right on target with strength and authority? Now, for this particular class, I do recommend that you have read my book, Your Voice is Your Calling Card, and also that you have listened to the special audio that comes with the book, the Calling Card Special Edition Voice Exercise Audio. This is not required, but I do recommend it. I will tell you about the book in a second audio that you will get as soon as you sign up for this seminar. Lesson number four, create a strong vision of yourself and make it come to life. Where do you envision yourself going? Who do you want to be, as in which version of you? How do you see yourself from this moment forward and in the future? What are your dreams, your goals, and your intentions? What are you prepared to do to accomplish those dreams and goals and intentions? Now, this part is very, very exciting because this is where you're going to be envisioning yourself as if you have already reached your goals and you have already accomplished the things that you want to accomplish and you already are the person that you would like to see yourself being. In this lesson, I will introduce you to my dream character program, which we will continue to work with in level two of this seminar. And finally, we'll have a recap of the 4 weeks just to make sure that you're completely clear about everything that we've been doing for the 4 weeks. And we'll make sure that we answer all the questions that you may still have at this point so that you can be completely happy with the result. And finally, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the opportunities for continuing the seminar. There'll be a level two and a level three as well. And if you're interested, I'll just tell you a little bit about the different options that are available for you in the future. Okay, so these are the topics that we're going to be covering in the 4 weeks. I really hope you'll join us. If you do, I am looking forward to getting to know you and to working with you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. To know you and working with you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.